Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 17th, 2016. This week, we drop in on a familiar kind of conversation. Two people talking about the weather. In this case, the weather occurred the last week of September 2016 in Blacksburg, Virginia. It was quite unusual, and it generated some questions about several key dimensions of rainfall. Let's have a listen.
Hey, Alan. What you doing?
Hey, Critty. I'm checking out the water gushing through that stormwater pipe. I've lived in this neighborhood for 16 years, and this is the first time I've seen it rain hard enough for water to flow through there. I've had over 3.5 inches at my house just this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's still coming down pretty hard. I'm going inside. Let's talk about it later.
Hey, Critty. Want to talk some more now about all that rain we've been having?
You bet. What you got?
Well, that rain on Monday was just the beginning. With that day plus the past 3, I've measured over 10 inches at my house.
Phew! I knew we'd gotten a lot, but I didn't think it was that much.
Yeah, and get this. The National Weather Service office in Blacksburg is only about 3 miles from my house, and their preliminary data show only about 5 or 6 inches for the same period.
Yeah, storms can be really variable. That's why you need a lot of rain gauges to get an accurate average rainfall for an area. I've read that the Appalachian Mountain region particularly can get some really intense rainfall, like what caused that flash flooding in Madison County, Virginia in June 1995. I understand that that was a 1,000-year storm for the Rapidan River watershed.
What do you mean by that? You mean a rainfall like that comes only once in 1,000 years?
No, actually not. It means that there's a 1 in a 1,000 chance or probability that such a rainfall could be exceeded in any given year. Scientists use historical records to calculate probabilities that a certain area will have a rainfall of a certain volume over different durations, like 24 hours or 2 days or 4 days. And in fact, I just happen to have a table of values for Blacksburg right here. Okay, let's see. You measured a volume of over 10 inches, duration of 4 days. That works out to close to a 500-year storm or a 1 in 500 probability in any year. Not your usual amount of rain.
Wow. Volume, duration, frequency, probabilities. I never realized all the dimensions to measuring rain.
Yep. And all part of deciding how big that stormwater pipe needed to be.
Hey, speaking of rain and its dimensions, I just got this new music from my friend Torrin Hallett, a student at Oberlin College and Conservatory in Ohio. It's called Rain Refrain. Want to listen for about 30 seconds?
Sure. Then I'm off before it starts raining again.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.